Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's now 8:34 from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. We wanted to give you a larger update on what the weather situation is going to be like after midnight tonight. Joining us now, AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg. And Joe, I guess this winter weather advisory kicks in at midnight. When are we really expecting all of this to start moving in?
I suspect it'll wait a couple of hours after that, Megan, before the precipitation starts to unfold across the area. But by the time we get to about 3 or 4 in the morning, just about everybody should be seeing something falling from the sky. And then that's going to continue through at least the morning hours. It starts out as snow. And then as we go probably past about 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, I suspect the snow and sleet mix will start to mix with rain and then go over to mostly rain by the time we get to lunchtime. That's for the areas from the city south and west. Areas to the northeast, you're going to hang on to that snow longer, and therefore more snow accumulation can be expected, more extensive travel delays. And if you get far enough north of the city, we're looking at 3 to 6 inches, and that's where winter storm warnings are in place.
Wow, that's incredible. So when will the temperatures start to shift so that all of that will melt off?
I suspect that it will start doing that probably after about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll start to get a little bit farther away from the freezing mark to like 34, then 35. And by day's end, we're probably looking at temperatures around 40 degrees as the area of low pressure cuts just to the north of the area. That allows the warmer air to come in from the south, change that snow over to rain, and do some melting. So road conditions should definitely improve across most of the metro area as we go to lunchtime and beyond.
Joe, talk to our listeners just about how dangerous it is when we do have that mix coming in.
Well, think about it right now. I mean, temperatures are starting out this morning in the low 20s. So it's a cold morning across the area. So the road temperatures are now starting to cool down. The ground's frozen at this point in time. We'll warm up some with sunshine today into the upper 30s, but then we'll get right back down close to that freezing mark. The precipitation falls. You know, it starts to melt a little bit. Then with it right around that 32-degree mark, you can cause some slippery travel conditions, and the snow continues to fall on top of that. You know, it's going to take a couple of hours till we get away from that freezing mark before the road conditions start to see the, you know, improvement with the rain snow mix just kind of melting things away. But I think that late tonight and tomorrow morning could be very dicey across the area with those road temperatures very close to freezing.
Now, I'm curious, too, as we get into then tomorrow night, Saturday night, will all of that be cleared off enough that we won't have continuing problems in the evening and overnight?
That's a great question, Megan. That's a very good question, because I think temperatures tomorrow night will drop back below the freezing mark. It may wait until late at night, and there will be a pretty stiff wind blowing, so that should help to dry things out before the temperature gets to below the freezing mark. But areas farther north of the city where you have more snow to begin with, they're probably going to have that on the side of the road. That starts to freeze up once the temperature goes back to below freezing. So I would think that areas, the northern suburbs, are more susceptible to having icy conditions develop late tomorrow night in the wake of the storm.
I know we've talked about the long-term forecast. That's one of your areas of expertise, Joe. Is this something that we're going to be dealing with a lot this winter, this mix coming in?
It may very well be. In fact, behind the storm system, it is not going to be warm. Temperatures are going to be well below historical averages for the first half of next week before there's any kind of potential warm-up. But I think even through the end of next week and into next weekend, temperatures are apt to be at or below historical averages. And there's concern that another storm system will cut by the area on Friday. And if the air is just cold enough, there could be some wintry precipitation associated with that.
All right, Joe, thank you for keeping an eye on it. We appreciate you.
Will do. Take care. Be safe.
That is AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.